Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 20 and episode number 4,264. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you are in the men's room. On tap today, the return of Who Sucks Less. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, the men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack.
All right, here we go. 15-year-old who took a joyride on a Bronx train. He tries stealing one again.
Yep.
Meanwhile, an argument over breakfast was why a Louisiana boyfriend was slain. Angry neighbor stuffs poop in family's doormail slot. To me, death by butterfly, that has never been a thought. And a Florida couple learn fast why you need to buy pet insurance. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, last week, a man in South America celebrated his 23rd birthday by kayaking off the coast of Chile. And all was good until he was swallowed by a humpback whale. Now, the whale did spit him out after only a few seconds, but we are sure that that was long enough for him to crap his pants accordingly. Now, the kayaker called it, quote, a unique experience. Yeah, I'm sure it was, but not one that I would like to have. Now, on the other hand, an elderly man in Indonesia, he tried offering a so-called docile crocodile some food. Instead, the croc grabbed him by the arm, dragged him into the water, and immediately went into a death roll. Now, luckily for this old man, the croc had not quite mastered the death part of the death roll. So, like our kayaker that was swallowed by the whale, he managed to survive. Unlike the kayaker, he did not call this a unique experience, but I bet it was. Anyway, as we are apt to do on this show, we ask ourselves, look, man, would you rather be swallowed by a whale, like Pinocchio, or attacked by a crocodile? Like Captain James Bartholomew, a.k.a. Captain Hook. And keep in mind, there is no right answer. Hell, there's no good answer. There's only your answer. And today is our random Would You Rather question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration. It's very simple. Give us a call. We'll hit you with a Would You Rather question. You will hem, you will haw, you will give us some thought, and whatever you say, we'll probably disagree.
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@KISW.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Hold the chills, away we go. Welcome to season 20, episode number 4,264. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat, the exciting return of Who Sucks Less.
Oh, yeah.
All the way at 4:30. I understand this week sucks already. I don't even have to ask.
That's what Mike said. He's like, not a fan, and you shouldn't be. Look, when we get to Who Sucks Less, if you're a fan of this, there is something wrong with you. Question your life's choices.
Okay.
This one is,
so people are making bad decisions.
People are making very bad decisions. Yes, they are. Okay. Yes, yes, they are.
Who Sucks Less is coming up at 4:30, and today is the day that we do our random Would You Rather question. 206-803-ROCK.
Very simple thing.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Brandon.
Random,
welcome
random,
to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Brandon, welcome to the program. And the random would you rather question. Okay. Let's see here. All right. We'll start with this one. Would you rather, every time you have an orgasm, the song All Star by Smash Mouth plays?
Hey now, you're an all-star, okay. Get down, or go gay.
Every time you happen to hear the song All Star by Smash Mouth, you have an orgasm. You could be in the grocery store, that song comes on, boom. It's just going to happen for you.
Are they playing that in grocery stores now?
I think it's reached that stage of life.
What are the odds that I'm going to hear that song outside of watching a Shrek movie, right? But if they are now playing it in regular public places because it's not offensive, whatever kind of crap they're going to play, that's a problem.
Okay. So what do you think?
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, every time you watch Shrek, man, like, that'd just be awkward as all hell. Imagine you're with your niece or nephew and it's like, All-Star.
I mean, if you know it in advance, you just have to be the mean uncle and say, hey, man, look, I'm not watching this movie with you. I'm just not going to do it.
I think the movie is the least of your problems. It's gonna pop up where you least expect it. You're going to be to Chuck E. Cheese, okay?
That's like the worst possible place, right?
Kids love that song. I mean, think about those type
that
of places.
That would be rough.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be rough. Or like at a Mariner game. Ooh.
Oh, God, right. I didn't even think about that, man.
So what are you taking? Are you taking every time you have an orgasm, the song All-Star plays? Or every time you hear it, you have an orgasm?
You know, that's a tough one. But if I had to choose one, lesser two evils, you know what? Every time I orgasm, I think I have to listen to All-Star, man.
Well, It would just play.
The weird thing about it, man, like, in theory, if you're having sex with someone, right, or you have a wife, you have a girlfriend, they know what's going to happen, so they might laugh along with you. But if you're trying to get a little alone time and hope no one else is going to notice, they're going to know.
Oh, yeah. Just, or maybe like a quick, work sex, you know, just... all of a sudden, that goes on in the background. All your coworkers going.
Boss didn't know that you're having sex with a coworker in the bathroom. Hey, now you're an all-star. Brandon, could we see you in HR, please?
I just like the fact that it's a climax.
Of course.
When it starts playing. So,
man,
everyone you're with knows.
I think it would
be very difficult for that person not to start laughing.
But at some point, it's going to bug you because you're on a flight. It's a long transatlantic flight, man. You're just like, I can't take it anymore. Right? So you just want to sneak in the bathroom. You're not the first guy to ever do that. But, you know, everyone else is asleep on the plane. It's 4 a.m. and then the lights pop on. And, hey, now, you're an all-star as you're rolling out of the bathroom. I think I would take it. I guess I would orgasm when I hear it.
Okay. All right.
I think I would, too, yeah.
Okay, I got one more.
I'm the opposite. Play it every time I orgasm.
Okay.
Really?
Yes.
All right, but again... I don't know, man. It's a trip somewhere. You're sharing a hotel room with like two other dudes. No big deal. You're just going into the bathroom. And again, nobody cares. We might even know what you're doing, but it's something different when it's confirmed.
It's better than sitting there and somebody plays that song. I don't know what my face looks like when that happens.
It's like you're about to sneeze, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, and knowing my friends, they'd sing at a karaoke.
Now, since you can answer that question, I'm going to give you one more. All right?
All right. Let's hear it.
Would you rather have sex with your girlfriend in your mom's body or have sex with your mom in your girlfriend's body? Again, would you rather have sex with your girlfriend in your mom's body or have sex with your mom in your girlfriend's body?
Yeah, it's no good. And no matter what, we're going to hear All-Star when you're done.
That's twisted, man. I don't know. My mom's 74 years old, dude. Yeah. I'm just thinking, like, I cannot.
But at this point, it's your girlfriend, right? We get it. Your mom's 74. Right. She probably looks like a 74-year-old woman, but it is your girlfriend in this moment.
It's just your mom inside of your girlfriend's body.
Right.
At least my girlfriend's attractive.
Yeah, or you can have sex with your girlfriend in your mom's body.
That's a tough one, man.
I'd have to take my mom and my girlfriend's body. At least I can look at my girlfriend and say, like, damn, she's hot.
Yeah, right. But you gotta remember, your mom. You're looking at your girlfriend's body, but your mom is going to still be your mom.
That's the problem.
As far as how she
you're still looking at your mom.
What she says while you're having coitus.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, that's where maybe, you know, a sock or two comes into play, you know.
You're gonna choke your mom out. All right. Okay. That's a tough one. It really is.
That is tough, man.
I think I gotta go with the girl, my girl in my mom's body. Just because, you know...
Your girl and your mom's body.
Just because. Yes. Just because, you know... Again, you're having sex with the person who's on the inside, as it were.
Correct.
And my eyes are closed half the time anyway. So let me just go ahead and keep my eyes closed most of the time now.
I think I'm with you, Mike, on this, where it's just like, look, I would rather be looking at my wife's body than my mom's body. But if the truth of who this person is in this moment...
Correct.
...is my mom, like, I don't want to... I don't want
to
be there.
It's
man.
More disturbing to think about my mom being there while I did.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Mike, I would say this with 20 years of experience on you, I would say now is the time to keep your eyes open. You've got a window, so don't have sex with your eyes closed.
I didn't say
now.
I glued them shut
because
you know?
Eventually you're going to start wanting.
I think you're missing Mike's point on this one.
What's that?
It's his mom.
Well,
so
right,
knowing,
right, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, but you said you keep your eyes shut most of the time anyway.
You know, blindfold comes into play.
So what I mean is, you know, right now, this is when you want to have sex with the lights on
sure.
and your eyes open, because there'll come a dark time, which we're...
Steve, but not if it's my mom on
Steve,
the other side.
Steve and I are in right now, yes, exactly.
If it's my mom on the other side of that, then probably not.
I mean, I think sometimes having sex, though, too, it's kind of like hitting somebody in football. You're supposed to keep your eyes open, but you can't help it.
Right.
Sometimes in the moment, I'm with Mike, like... I'm not consciously thinking about it, but my eyes do just close.
I mean, they do. Mm-hmm. They do. And then when you kind of remember to open them, like, oh, yeah, let me get some of this look in.
Yeah.
Right? It's different than what, like, porn, your eyes are open, period.
Sure.
That's it. But somehow when you're actually doing the thing that you want to be doing, your eyes close. So I'm telling my brain, like, dude, you're doing it wrong. I mean, it is. Like, because I don't need porn to have self-time. If it's there, great. If it's not... You can still work it. I can close my eyes, use my imagination.
But enjoy the show while you're watching it, man.
Yes. I probably have my eyes open more in my 20s.
I keep my eyes open if I can.
If I can, but like my 20s, I knew this was fleeting, man. You know what I mean? Like you recognize then, like, it's about as good as it's going to get.
Oh, if I could go back in time, I'd change everything.
If I could turn back time.
Absolutely would change a lot.
I keep my eyes open if I was having sex with Cher.
A lot of
really?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know.
Look at that, man. It's Cher down there.
I don't think she's unattractive. Something about her just bugs me. You know what I mean? Like, I do not like her. So when I see her, she just seems ugly to me. I know she's not ugly per se, but I'm just like, I don't like you. You're ugly to me. And also, I've always thought she looks a little bit like Gene Simmons.
All right. Fair enough. And that
really kind of ruins it for her. Maybe that's just me.
Okay. I'm going to give you guys a couple of the random would you rather questions. Okay. Would you rather work on a submarine for a year or the International Space Station for 1 year?
Oh, I'm taking the space station.
You are?
Yeah. But you know me, man. I'm a space nerd. One, I do not like to be underwater, deep underwater, right? So that already doesn't fly. They're both going to smell about the same. You probably have about the same amount of space, so that I think is interchangeable.
Space.
I'm taking submarine.
I'm going submarine
every single time.
Really?
Yes,
yeah.
Because you will come to port eventually.
Sure.
You're going to be on it for a year. You'll be working with a bigger crew of folks,
without a doubt.
Your food will be better.
Mm-hmm.
Your bathing and your bathroom facilities will be easier to use. Even though you're underwater, you can still use a toilet.
Zero gravity. It's real easy, man.
Well, it might be.
Real easy.
You know, I know.
You don't even have to have aim in zero gravity. It's in a bag, dude.
When you come up and surface on a submarine, I'm sure they try to air that bad boy out the best they can. With the International Space Station, for however long that thing has been up there, that is the smell that only gets added to by every single new occupant.
But if you're on the sub for a year, you got to come up.
At least a few times,
at least like 4 or 5 times, right? Because I think they stay under it max like 4 months.
That's what they want you to think.
Plus, I don't know. I'm with Miles. Like, the space station, if you're into space, is cool. But I don't know. What if within that year we got to fire a missile? Maybe old Ted's firing the missile.
Do I have to sleep in zero gravity? Yes.
What does that have to do with me being on the space station?
You don't get to shoot nothing.
No, but you get to see the Earth from space.
Yeah, I'd rather be up there. And to your point,
watch
it's
the Earth as I protect
people.
Us.
Yeah, that cool.
Cool.
I'm glad I'm not a part of that.
Best seat in the house, man.
All of the dumb people are 235 miles below me. As a fact, no one on the space station is stupid. So that's one nice thing.
Biggest drawback, you have to work out every day.
You don't have to work out, but again, it's resistance training.
It is. I mean, you still got to work out every day.
I can live with that there.
Mike, we knew a guy. Well, know a guy, and he has a really nice house up on the hill that overlooks South Lake Union.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful view. He's got a deck out there. He's got a Mac Daddy place. The whole deal, right? So we're there many, many years ago, and I'm like, hey, man, this has got to be awesome to just have this view. You know, every day when you get up, you get to look at this. And he's like, hey, yeah, I don't even notice it's there anymore. Because that's where he lives. So with me, the International Space Station, it would be cool to see the Earth for, you know, a month. But then after that, you look out the window, It's the same.
What are you looking at in the submarine?
Same blue ball exactly. You've been staring at.
What are you
at?
Looking at in the submarine? I'm curious what you think you're looking at hundreds of feet in the blackness of water and of thinking
you're
with
not
no
seeing
windows.
What I'm saying is just being,
you're looking at dudes. Have fun with that.
Yeah, man. We get a year to hang out with the fellas.
I don't have to strap myself in to go to bed.
You don't have to. They just recommend you do.
Well, I don't want to float around and bang my head off crap. You know, right.
Nobody's going to mind. They, like, we're all in bunks. Everybody knows you got to get a little personal time. Nobody's gonna
hey, now,
anything.
You're an all-star.
Have you ever seen the guy who gets stuck in that thing, in the International Space Station, and he can't move to get to anywhere to do anything? And everyone's laughing at him. Have you ever seen the video?
That has to be intentional. No one is that stupid. No.
He can't propulse himself.
Well, yeah.
But you intentionally put yourself. No one is actually that stupid.
Right.
You have to intentionally.
You got to be moving all the time.
Yeah. Why do you think you have to move all the time?
Well, just to be able to hold on to something or to grab something.
You don't have to grab anything. It's zero gravity. If I want to go down the hall, you kind of wheel yourself down the hall.
How do you wheel your... Because if you go like this, you ain't going anywhere. Just
put your finger on a coffee mug. Yeah. You'll propel yourself forward. I mean, like, but dude,
on,
it
but
does
you
not get
this guy
easier.
Can't touch anything. So he's kind of stuck in the middle of the thing.
Well, you're not going nowhere.
You're always moving.
You're floating slowly somewhere.
Yeah, he intentionally... has to make himself stationary. Otherwise, he's just going to float into something.
Right.
Yeah, you don't just lock into a place and you're there, man.
We don't have to worry about that, all right? We're on the submarine. We're in the Navy. They tell us what to do.
Yeah.
We're just going about our year. And then exactly. Something bad happens. I'm telling you, I want to be on that. I want to be that guy. Like, we push up that button. I turn my key. The captain comes down. He turns his key. Boom.
Don't they have
we're
to do it at the same
stuff.
Time?
What's that?
Don't they have to do it at the same time? I'm basing all my knowledge on movies.
I don't work on the sub yet, so I don't know.
Okay. Just checking.
I think my worst part as far as the going on the International Space Station is the travel there and back. That would freak me the hell out.
I mean, look.
Because I don't want to jet propel 230 miles into the air and then just...
Miss?
Yeah. Miss and then just...
Oh!
And propel myself back.
If you miss, you ain't coming back.
Nobody describes it as the funnest of experiences coming back from space.
No, it's terrifying.
Well, it might have ruined your whole body. When you come back down a year later, granted, when you get up from a submarine, I'm sure your eyes are shot.
And if I'm on a submarine, at some level, I could still talk to people off the submarine, right?
Yeah.
Well, they
do it on space station all the time.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
I mean, you realize they bounce their cell phone off a satellite, so they're kind of in a prime spot.
They got T-Mobile up there.
What do you think the cost is on that cell phone bill? Baby, we got to cut it short, ma'am.
Is it technically roaming? Because you're not in a different country.
It has to be roaming because you keep going around the planet, right? So
international.
You go around the planet every 90 minutes. Like, Canada picks you up. This place picks you up.
All right,
this
how about this? You guys are up in the space station. Mm-hmm. It's cool. You're looking at Earth. Miles and I, though, when we surface every 4 months, we're in a completely different place.
Probably tropical.
Yeah.
Well, are we.
Maybe.
We pop up in Guam. We pop up in Hawaii. We pop up in Japan.
And
maybe.
Yeah. And we wake up and we look down at Africa. We look down at Europe. We look down at Asia.
Oh, that beautiful blue. Where do you think their sub is?
Yeah. What's for dinner?
Oh, I'm getting bored of the view. I've been living here for 35 years. I still am amazed every time I see Rainier.
Well, you can also look out another window. Yeah.
When I get out in Honolulu, if I want to go get a Big Mac, guess what? I'm going to go get a Big Mac.
You can't stand the boat.
That's living.
I know.
That's
about
living.
That.
They can send me up a Big Mac.
You would be dying for a Big Mac.
Pizza has made it to space, Miles. A Big Mac will get up to space.
No way.
I will put in for an Uber Eats order. It's in the commercials.
Let's find out what exactly they eat. What are they having? What are they?
Most of it's
I'm sure we can look it up.
Oh, yeah.
Right. You know, well, sure I mean, we got to have people that have been on a submarine.
Yeah, but
I don't know. I just feel like I'd rather be on that sub.
All right.
Walking on your food for the first 6 months.
Walking under.
Oh, yeah, they store the cans underneath the mats.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
At least there was on the one that I was on in Scouts. It was an old sub, but...
But still, I mean, you're eating normal food. You can open a can without the contents of it spilling out into the air.
I'm sure they've developed food technology for space at least a little bit beyond toothpaste.
They got it covered, man. Yeah. They do a good job.
Right. Well, you guys will be great, man.
Well, you know,
enjoy that.
Oh, I would love it, dude. I wish I was people trapped up there. Like, I'm in no hurry, man.
Miles is an Eagle Scout. I've lived off MREs, so it's okay.
All right. Okay. All right. Survivalist.
You know me.
More of the random Would You Rather question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Random question, 206-803-ROCK.
Ours is a prop one. To me, that should be mustard, maybe some kraut.
I always go mustard. always. Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, it's me. Hello. Hola.
Hola.
John, welcome to the program and the random would you rather question. All right, let's go with this one. Would you rather be swallowed by a whale or death rolled by a crocodile?
Now, keep in mind, these are based on news stories and both victims, quote unquote, survived.
That's correct.
Okay, so I'm not like a news guy. So like you said, what news story has a whale and then like there's a, like a guy walked away? Like he
the guy was kayaking off the coast of Chile. He was celebrating his 23rd birthday. A humpback whale breached, but where it breached is exactly where his kayak was. So this thing swallowed him whole, all right? Within a few seconds, because of the way their anatomy is built, the whale can't swallow him. Mm-hmm. So it just spit his ass out. It spit him out underwater, but the kayak is buoyant. So he comes rocketing back out of the water like nothing had happened. But keep in mind.
So he's not damaged. Like, he's not.
No.
He
suffered no damage. Yeah,
both of them are alive. The guy who got bit by the crocodile, he had to go to the hospital to get his arm checked out because it was pretty tore up.
Right. But both guys survived.
So I think this one's pretty easy because, like, if I'm in the depth, if he's got a lock on me, the alligator, and he's rolling, it means he's already got something and he's rolling, right? So that's one thing. And then if the kayak gets, like, you know, like you said, if I get taken under and I'm in the whale and then I, like, how many stories do you got for a whale getting taken under? Like, I feel like this is very rare.
It's actually happened twice in the last year.
What?
Of someone being spit out by a whale, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Damn.
I'm with him on that one. Whale research, man. What about the years before that? I think I know. I think I'm going to go with the whale. Because, whales have, like, more not, like, the brain of, like, fight or flight thing. If like, I've seen a crocodile grab another crocodile's leg, death roll his leg off. That crocodile didn't move, and the other one just ate it, and they just, like, went on. Yeah. It was Tuesday.
Yeah, they kind of, like, put their arms around each other, like, want another beer?
The whale's not trying to eat you. That's the thing. He just swallowed this guy.
I'm going to go whale. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to. And we're talking about, like, a sperm whale, like, a big one.
Yeah,
like,
it's a humpback whale that swallows his ass. Yeah. I'm right there with you, man. Just give me it sounds crazy to say that. It's not that I'm right there with you, but just based on the lack of damage for the guy in the kayak.
Yeah.
I would take that, but also hearing his description of the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you got the story right there. Yeah. I'll shut up.
Adrian Simancas. He was only in a whale's mouth for around a second, but it felt like much, much longer. So he was on a kayaking trip with his father in the Strait of Magellan as you set off the southern Chile coast, celebrating his 23rd birthday. And his kayak and himself were briefly swallowed by a humpback whale. He escaped unharmed. The incident was captured on video because his dad was on a kayak too, and he was filming him just a few feet away. And he can be heard encouraging his son to stay calm. He was able to reach his father's kayak. They made it back to shore. And he said, I thought I was dead. I thought the thing had eaten me. It had swallowed me for sure. He told the BBC that they had been kayaking for about 2 hours. They were starting to come back when something hit him from behind and closed in on me. And then I sunk. I managed to see a dark blue and a white color. Then I felt a slimy texture, which touched my face. At that moment, I closed my eyes, expecting an impact. But I felt more like I was flipped over, not hit. And that's when I kind of laid down. He says in the brief moment he was in the whale's mouth, he thought about the possibility of surviving inside the whale. He said that after it spit him out, to the surface, he realized that it wasn't a predator, but was worried it could do the same thing to his father's kayak, whether out of curiosity or just play. He told the BBC he has reflected on the experience and decided to appreciate it for what it is, not only to see how to get something positive out of maybe something negative, but to see if in its entirety as what it is, that it is such a unique experience that most people will probably never have an encounter with wildlife like that anywhere else in the world.
I think he's 100% correct there.
Yeah.
Somebody here says that a whale's throat is about as wide as a basketball. You can't fit.
So once you get in the mouth, that's pretty well it.
I guess, I mean, look, I don't know. That big-ass animal, and you're telling me the opening to the throat's the size of a basketball hoop.
Some people have tinier throats.
He's doing a teeny tiny throat.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now we have the story of the crocodile.
You know, it's not funny, dude.
He got not so...
seriously, it's... I know a couple people have tiny throats. I have a tiny throat. I hate swallowing stuff.
That's right. How do you know you said you have a tiny throat?
I don't know. I just know I choke on pills all the time.
Well, does that mean you have a tiny throat or you just have a swallowing problem?
like the gag reflex.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never really asked my doctor, my GP about it. Like,
hey, man, seriously, do I have
on food?
It is a giant fear of mine.
It's a fear, but it doesn't happen.
Not to the... it's gotten close.
Okay.
So I worry about it. But, like, my cousin had to have, like, a surgery.
What, to actually expand his throat?
Yeah.
So is this, like, a Smith family thing? Just like, hey, man, our throats are smaller than your average man.
Maybe. I know our buddy Marshall. Like, he went to the doctor. The doctor's like, you do have a tiny throat.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
You guys just hang together, all you small throat people?
Small throat club.
Friends. What is this?
I mean,
it's a weird society?
I don't know. I mean, I'll ask. I got to, yeah.
Okay, can you do a beer bong?
I take gulps of it, though.
So
I don't
you can't swallow it.
Right. That's why if me and you chug a beer out of a can, I can beat you, because there's only so quickly you can pour it out of the can. But I can't beat you out of a glass or a beer bong,
because
you could just open your throat.
All right,
guys. Yes,
you guys saw me choke on an oyster at a restaurant once.
That's right. And to me, like that's the ultimate texture to not fear, but it's still like he's going to die.
Right. That's why I got to chew him before I swallow him.
You chew oysters?
Yeah.
Huh.
I give him a little chew.
Okay.
Yeah, man, if you're worried about having a tiny throat, I would too.
I like to taste the ocean.
Or get the smaller ones.
You never know which
one. Even
ones. If it's like a 12, it's
even
like.
Even the Kumimoto's. I'm still taking a quick little gnaw on them.
All right.
I mean, look, my uncle does it. That's how I learned. Because the last time I tried to eat an oyster years ago with you guys, I almost died. And then my uncle loves them, and I asked him, and he goes, just give him a little chew. That's what I do. Maybe we all have tiny throats.
You might have just tiny throats in family.
Okay. Yep, tiny throat family.
Does your brother have any problems with
that? I hate to admit this. You know, now we're talking about it. Yeah, everybody in my family's the same way. We got to crush up our pills.
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, to me, this sounds like the Smith family's got tiny throats.
In theory, you're not wrong. Right, like, you know, like the caps that dissolve.
Yeah.
So my buddy gave me one, and like I was in the bathroom at this restaurant, but I'm like choking. Now I'm conscious enough that I'm still kind of with it.
Yeah.
So eventually I just pulled the trigger, but yeah, it was a hellacious like 15 seconds because it's like, do I burst out of the door in this restaurant?
Did you have any water?
I was getting it out of the sink.
Well, yeah, but you had something.
But that's tough, man. That's right. Different because you're kind of sucking that up. You're not drinking it down. Somebody says a small throat to choke on an oyster.
Yeah.
I guess you're not alone, man. Someone else tell Ted to tilt his head down when swallowing the pill.
Now, listen, it's kind of like throw with the hiccups.
Everybody's
got an idea, this and that. Like for instance, Advil.
Mm-hmm.
Regular Advil, I'll choke on it.
We could go get Advil right now. You're not going to choke on the little red ones.
The gel cap is fine, but the little sugar-coated one, the little round one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I have found with the gel caps, and I have no problem swallowing the pills, but like anything, if the water I'm washing it down with goes down before the pill, whatever, man, those dissolve, the gel caps,
yeah,
like the VDS, they will stick to my throat.
None of
the other ones do, but those, for whatever reason, they get real, like, sticky, man.
Tacky.
And yeah, tacky. Thank you. That's the word.
Now we go to Indonesia. An unsuspecting man got a not-so-sweet surprise when he was brutally bitten by a supposedly docile rescued crocodile.
Come on.
And the terrified encounter was caught on camera. Who is the person that determines that this crocodile is docile?
I think people confuse things. Like, it's not actively doing anything. That does not mean it's docile, right? Like, some of the toughest dudes I know that like to fight, they also sleep. I would never say, oh, he's docile, so go poke him in the ear. Like, no, this dude's a killer.
The question is the animal hungry or not?
Right.
That's basically what it comes down to.
Or are you annoying it?
For example, when my buddy had a boa constrictor, all right? If the animal had just been fed, which was always fun to watch,
mm-hmm,
that was like the highlight of the week.
Of course. That's why people get snakes.
The mouse home from the pet store, and we would just sit there and, you know, watch the battle begin, which normally didn't take very long.
So that is not a battle.
But after that, you know, depending on I can't remember if it was once a week, once every 2 weeks, whatever that time period was, after that, the snake would just hang out with you. He'd wrap around your neck. He'd hang out on your back. He would wrap up around your arm. He would sit in your lap. He would be fine. But that was the problem when the thing escaped. Because when it escaped, it was missing for 3 months.
So it is hungry.
So when you're trying to get that thing off of the hot water line, which was curled around in the back behind a hot water tank, it was not happy at all that anyone was trying to touch this thing.
Sure.
Because he was hungry. Once he was fed, he was back to his normal self.
I mean, think about people. People will tell you are hangry. Like, we know this is not your general disposition, but I know you're hungry, and this is deeply affecting your mood. Especially what do you do with kids, man? It's just like, look, get them a freaking snack because, and any parent will tell you this, Your kid shuts up. It buys you basically an hour when you see them melting down. Mm-hmm. It's like, look, I'm not going to console them. I'm not going to discipline them. I'm going to get them one of those teeny tiny sleeves of Oreos. And magically,
right,
they're fine.
And that's why when it, on the safari in Africa, the reason that it was somewhat safer
they'd already eaten
to
so
be
much.
Around certain animals is because they're nocturnal and they hunt all night long and they have eaten all night long and they continue to eat all night long. So when sunrise comes up, they are stuffed. They are tired. It is their time to go to bed.
Were you confident of that? Again, no, I go no, back to the no, picture that you no. sent of the lions, and I even asked you, is that a telephoto lens? And you said, no, that lion was as close to me as it looked.
It like, walked right up to me.
So do they tell you, like, hey,
they say,
I'm sure he's
still.
Eaten. How still can you look at
I
it?
I just stopped. I froze because it was a male, and he was walking right at me. And then.
So wait, you're standing outside of
the
vehicle.
He was about 5 feet away from me, and he dropped. And he rolled over on his back like a cat in your living room.
Yeah.
And he just started to scratch his back, and then he rolled over to his side. I'll get a video I can show you. And then he just started to go to sleep.
But do you have to wait for him to fall asleep? Like, so when they say stand still, right, and obviously the lion's approaching you, he drops, he's rubbing his back. Do you still have to stand still as he's going through his routine before he goes to sleep?
I did not move until, yeah, he lay down, then I walked out of there. The hyenas, all right, they are nocturnal as well. They are not hunters, but they follow around all the animals that hunt at night
sure.
and eat yeah. all the scraps and clean up. Basically, they take the meat off the chicken wing. There's nothing left.
Yeah.
So their job is to kind of clean the corpse. They are also
they'll fight other animals off their fresh kill too.
Yeah, absolutely,
exactly. But they're not interested in attacking an animal to eat it. So they
but
what are if it's they are
you,
scavengers.
Where I understand they're scavengers by nature. I also know they'll make some of their own kills. But if they're looking at a human,
doesn't mean they won't bite in defense. But it means that they are not after you to eat you. So they're not hunters.
Because we're defenseless again. I get they're not hunters, but they will make some of their own fresh kills. But obviously, if you live in a world of lions, the lions will do the killing for you. But if they're sizing up a human being and there's 15 of them, they know you are zero threat. So like if they're hungry, I still feel like they might say, you know, man, let's take them down.
Sure. Now with a giraffe, if you see a giraffe, you are in a safety zone.
Doesn't mean there's no lion, no predators around.
The giraffes basically act as a huge telescope, periscope, if I'm in a submarine for a year, whatever you want to call
yeah.
it. And they basically scan the area around them. And if they have a youngster with them, which most of them do, they are basically on high alert. And they do not go anywhere with the children when anything else is around them that is threatening.
Okay.
So
all right.
If you see a giraffe, you're more than likely in a safety.
Hang out in that general area.
If you don't see a giraffe, that means there could be a leopard. There could be a rhino. There could be a hippo. There could be, you know, a wild buffalo.
Do rhinos, do they charge giraffes? As far as you know.
I
can see lions can be a problem. Hyenas can be a problem. I just feel like a rhino, they're territorial. Giraffe would know where the territory is. I just feel like a rhino would not intentionally want to just charge.
I think the lions are the ones that kind of get up, grab on, and hunt in a group with that size animal.
They're a gang, man.
So they got to get up there and climb that tree to, you know, cut the cord on the neck.
God.
Yeah. But that was weird. But this case, it was a tourist.
But in this case.
Yeah, the guy. And I saw saltwater crocodiles, man. You do. There's another.
Massive.
You see them, but they always say that a crocodile is the most dangerous when you cannot see them.
Right, because they can see you.
They can see you, and they know exactly what they're doing. And when they're in water, what is it? What is the saying?
In Walter. Oh, my God, guys. Walter,
no, it's like crocodile tears or whatever the deal is.
All right.
So there's like two or three expressions.
They're not
crocodiles.
Real.
Well, and there's another saying about something with crocodiles being in water where basically that's the most dangerous. If you don't see a crocodile, that's when it's the most dangerous. If you see one, then more than likely you're fine.
And you'll avoid
it. Because when it's hunting, it hunts underwater and then breaches and comes out of the water and attacks. But if you see one, you're more than likely fine.
More than likely.
More than likely fine. That is not the dangerous crocodile. If you can see it,
right,
you're okay. If you can't, you could be dead within seconds.
God damn. I didn't realize how big and tough they were. And so whatever that show, like Beast versus Beast kind of thing. So, you know, lion versus a tiger, all this kind of thing. And they showed a great white shark. Great white shark. Taking on a saltwater crocodile. And in my mind, I'm like, why are you even showing this?
Mm-hmm.
The crocodile kind of kicks the shark's ass. The advantage that the shark has, obviously this fight had to take place in water because sharks don't fight well on land, right? So they said the main thing is that when the crocodile kind of kicks the shark's ass, like one-on-one, it's pretty brutal and pretty swift. Like, I could not believe how tough these things are. But there's a point where the crocodile is to breach to get air. And that's when the shark can take him out.
Okay.
But they said head-to-head, you put your money on the saltwater croc, but once the crocodile has to go up and get air, that's when the shark can take advantage. But otherwise, I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Well, this was an elderly gentleman, and he was a tourist checking out Lucky, the croc that was rescued at the Samori Dairyland place after it was reportedly saved from a flood. The resting croc ignores the man's food offering. This was the deal. The guy's trying to feed this thing. Suddenly, it chomps down on his arm, yanks him into the water in no time.
I'm going to need this.
And the grandpa was tossed around in the water like a rag doll. Obviously, the onlooker screamed in pure panic. Miraculously, somehow this guy was pulled from the water. Video later shows firefighters rushing him to the hospital with a severely injured arm. An official revealed the croc was spotted near a landfill and that the crocodile had laid eggs on land. So, as we told you when we brought this story to you a couple days ago, there's a warning in that area to stay alert because there is solid proof that there is a male crocodile in the area as they run together in pairs.
You know, they keep saying that this guy was pulled from the water. I'm like, what is the moment that you know it's kind of safe to pull the guy out of the water? And like I said, you know, it's not that I don't want to rescue people, but I'm very...
Did you see the video?
I didn't see the whole thing. I saw the thing grab his ass, right. And so that's about it.
It's relatively quick, and I'm going to bring this up in headlines later on tonight, but it kind of does... go right by its docile nature, as it was referenced, because it basically rips the guy into the water and almost immediately lets him go.
Okay.
So I don't know what that whole interaction was. However, it was a very powerful interaction. But also, I believe in the story, it says that he was rescued, what, like last month or a couple weeks ago, something like that?
Are you kidding me?
And then they're like, oh, yeah, he's a docile crocodile. It's like, how in the hell do you know this early?
If it's a crocodile, it's not docile. One thing I will say, my in-laws... They have a place in Delray Beach, Florida. Whatever. I don't know. About 9 miles north of Miami. And where their condo is. So my wife and I went there probably 18 years ago. Decent little place. Whatever. There's a gas station about a half mile down the road at this major intersection. But between their condo and this gas station, there's nothing. Just grassland, a couple trees. And I know there's a golf course hidden somewhere in there. So there's no sidewalk. So I went to get cigarettes, and I'm bitching because it's so hot. It is so freaking hot and humid, whatever. Walk down, get my cigarettes, walk back. Don't give it a thought. And then my father-in-law, he calls to check on us. I'm like, oh, man, we're doing all right. And at that time, he was a smoker. So I'm like, God, is there any place closer just to grab a pack of smokes? So, well, where did you go? And I said, whatever, like Exxon, whatever it is, down on the corner. He goes, did you drive or walk? I said, I walked down, man. I wasn't going to bother getting that hot-ass car, wait for it to cool down. I just walked down. He's like, yeah, don't do that. I'm like, why? So, do you know how many alligators are probably watching your ass? Because he goes, there's a swamp right behind that tall grass and the trees that you cannot see from the road. Mm-hmm. They are all over the place. And when he said it out loud, I'm like, that makes sense. But I did not give it a thought. And then I'm like, if I need smokes, I'm hopping in the car. I will wait for that thing to cool down. There's no chance, man. There's zero chance. And then he's telling me all these stories. Oh, yeah. There's a lady walking her dog. I mean, that was the last time she walked that dog. I'm like, what happened to the dog? He's like, well, the dog came running home. It was her.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, Jesus, man.
You ever driven in, like, the neighborhoods in Orlando? Like, not Disney World.
No.
So they all have pools, but they're all screened in.
Yes.
Because of snakes and alligators. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. If you don't screen them in, like, they're going to be in your pool.
Every single home. It's kind of like just like this huge-ass net or glass area. It's like a big, yeah. You know, like terrarium, so to speak.
But correct.
Every single pool has one. And not only that, but most of those places back up on ponds, retaining ponds.
Yeah.
So when you look out that backyard, there's a lake behind it. So imagine just like letting your kids go out and run and play in the yard, right? That's a pretty typical family life. Not there.
Right. There's no way.
Not there. That's not, you can, and alligators walk in the middle of you know, cul-de-sacs, in the middle of the streets. So even if you're just running across the street or riding your bike down the road, there's a jet. You've seen the videos of alligators ringing doorbells, basically.
Right.
Accidentally. You know, they just get up on the door and start pounding on it, whatever.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. More of the random Would You Rather question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.